Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. The Northfield Hockey Association announced an update on fundraising for the new ice arena project. From now until February 28th, every donation, up to $2.5 million, will be matched dollar for dollar. The Glenn Hossie family and College City Beverage are making the matching donation. Chris Canelli, chair of the arena committee, said in a statement, quote, "The matching funds from the Hossie family and College City Beverage allows us to leverage additional dollars to reach our goal for raising $6 million for the project. We are grateful for their leadership and their transformative gifts to bring a new arena in Northfield to life." Canelli will be in the KYMN studios tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. to discuss the ice arena and the development of the Archer House by Rebound Partners, which Canelli is a partner in. That interview will also be available on our website afterwards. The Hockey Association said that they are grateful for donors at any level. However, sponsorship and naming opportunities begin at $100,000. You can find more information at their website, northfieldicearena.org, or by emailing arena@northfieldhockey.net. You can see our previous stories about the ice arena in today's news on our website. The total cost of the project is expected to be $21 million, and there are several funding partners in the ice arena, primarily the City of Northfield and the City of Dundas, who are funding $19 million of the project. The Hockey Association has agreed to pledge a minimum of $2 million to the project, and the Northfield Public Schools has agreed to a 20-year lease at $250,000 a year. In the last few years since the pandemic, the Community Action Center has grown at an incredible rate, expanding beyond Northfield to serve all of Rice County. This has included opening a second food shelf location in Northfield at the Community Education Center and a location in Faribault. Here's Lisa Percy with the CAC.
In the midst of COVID, one of their main food shelves closed. And so the community reached out to CAC and said, you know, how can you help us? The community invited us in, and we hope that we've been good caretakers.
Recently, Executive Director of the CAC, Scott Wapata, has started a series of letters discussing the organization's need and role in the community. Wapata stated that it was surprising to him that 35% of people in Northfield and Faribault rely on the CAC for help. In an effort to better understand the community, Wapata identified three different sources of data. First is the data from the school districts. 30% of students in Northfield and 70% of students in Faribault are eligible for free or reduced lunch. Housing studies conducted by Rice County in 2024 show that 45% of renters in the county are housing cost burdened, which is when the cost of housing makes up more than 30% of the household's income. The last piece of data is a United Way ALICE report that shows that 42% of all Rice County households earn less than the minimum amount needed based on the local price of goods and services. We will continue following Wapata's series of letters to the community about the CAC, and you can find them in today's news on our website, kymnradio.net. And since July, the Northfield Parks and Recreation Board has been working on design updates and the long-term plan for Seckler Park. Throughout the summer, city staff and consultants collected feedback from different teams and groups that use Seckler and general community feedback. The main issues cited from feedback were the lack of restrooms, general accessibility issues, and lack of parking and overall feeling that the park is cramped. Interest was also expressed in a space for pickleball and possibly expanding facilities to allow for future softball or baseball tournaments to be hosted in the park. In October, the project designers presented two options to the City Council for review and to collect the Council's feedback. Both designs have different park features, but include additional picnic shelters and community space, additional trails, disc golf, and space for pickleball. Additional improvements would be planned for the Seckler East entrance next to Quick Trip. The area would include parking to access the many trails in the area. Currently, there is only on-street parking. After receiving feedback from the council, the plan will be sent to the designers and the Parks Board for a final recommendation by the end of the year. Then, the council will decide on future steps for the project. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.